Well, there was a big hoo-ha today in Dublin because the big job engine, search engine website Indeed, did their survey on the best place to work in Ireland, and they announced the winners. And this year's winner was Dell. But what does it take to make a great place to work, or even the best place to work in Ireland? Also in the top 10, 2025, Pennies, McDonald's, Spar, Argus, Boots, Starbucks, a lot of globalised names there. But are these really great places to work? Well, we sent Henry McKean to Dell headquarters in Cherrywood to find out, and he joins us now. Henry.
World's largest job site, Indeed. It's all about work-life balance. And I admit, I worked in Argos, I worked in McDonald's, and it's about that banter. It's banter that gets you through. They worked out this particular list because employees, they posted positive comments on the Indeed.com website. And what came out as the winner? It was Dell. And today was all about, I suppose, is it about happiness? Is it about pay, diversity? And the buzzword which kept coming up today, which is inclusion. I met these workers. These are real workers, workers that weren't given to me, actual real workers in shops that I met in the street from all walks of life, including this young researcher, Gráinne Coughlan, and workers, including civil servants.
So the best jobs are what you really enjoy doing. To be honest, there's far too few of those or far too options, and for me it's in research.
So you're a PhD student, mm-hmm. and you're doing what you love.
Yeah, exactly. It's nice. I get to get paid for this, so it's lovely. Previous to this, I did a lot of research around creative and cultural industries and how these social media companies emulate creativity and culture is, to me, really concerning, actually. There's a huge dichotomy between the freedom to work in a place where you have your pool tables and your beer, and then you're like, contrary to that, it's the pressure to work, to provide free meals so that people stay and work longer. I just think those dichotomies are something which need to be looked at.
Where's a good place to work?
Norway?
Norway's a good place.
Yes.
You've been shopping in Pennies. Would you get a job there? It's one of the best places
to work. I'm a bit
old
for it now.
It's the good people you work with. They make it.
Does it surprise you? Coffee shops, fast food restaurants, clothes shops are on the list as best places to work. I mean, they're tough gigs.
Well, coffee shops, yes, I would have. I'm surprised.
I haven't been here for too long, so.
And you enjoy it here in Starbucks?
Yeah, it's good. I mean, getting to chat to people a lot and stuff, coming in and out and meeting the regulars and stuff like that.
So you're happy?
Yeah, I enjoy it.
A good place for to work is a place that really looks after. You get your entitlements.
So now, like a union kind of thing?
Well, no, I was very, very lucky to work in the public service all my life. I know Bertie personally, by the way. Bertie knows me personally.
We're here in Spar. You started just last Saturday.
Yeah.
Is it a good place to work?
Yeah, no, it is. It's quite enjoyable. All the workers are great, so I'm just getting to know them all. Well, the hours are long, but I need them. I'm working 8 to 6 today, so yeah, still smiling.
Okay, I get it. They're all happy bunnies. But I'm a little bit cynical and sceptical of all this because, you know, it's a great brand reputation for these
yes.
companies to be in the top 25. Is the whole thing a bit of a hoax? In other words, can
yes.
HR departments of these big employers just say, oh, right, you know, send in your thing to Indeed saying how great we are and we'll win an award and we'll all, it's a win-some game. Is it contrived?
It's real because they actually do this across the whole website. And this is a massive website. It's millions and millions of people across the world go on it. So everyone is clicking on it, saying something, and it's totally fair. And the winners don't even know they're going to win. They don't even know they're in the mix. And I admit, I've worked at McDonald's before, and there was good crack to be had, perhaps. You know, it's minimum wage, and also Argos. Argos was tough, but it was good crack. So
but you spoke to the people in Indeed.
I did speak to the people Indeed, yes, I did. And I met the Senior Vice President of Human Resources, Paul Wolfe, from Indeed. And I met him at this Indeed Inclusion Forum in their offices, and they have spectacular views over St. Stephen's Green in Dublin.
I think the diversity on the list is really interesting. You've got, like you said, tech companies. I think Apple's on the list, so retail. And you've got true retail like Spar, Penny's, Primark, and Bank of Ireland's on the list also. And I think these are companies that focus on creating great environments no matter what industry they do business in. for their employees.
Like if we take the offices here in Indeed, it's rather like Google. It seems like a fun place to work. It's very comfortable, lots of bright colors. Everyone seems to be having fun. But underneath that, the work needs to be done. It's not all fun and games, is it? Let's be frank.
No, look, work is work. Like, you know, you've got targets you got to hit, you've got KPIs and metrics that you get measured by at the end of the day. But I think creating an environment, whether it be a physical environment or the people you work with or a culture that is engaging to employees and they're drawn to is really important too. And I think at the end of the day, if you've got that kind of secret sauce and do with those things, your employees are going to be more engaged and more productive and produce better work for you.
You talk about the secret sauce. For example, the company that I work for, we're not on the list, and so many companies listening are not on the list. How do they get on the list? How do they become a best place to work?
I think one of the key foundations of it is asking your employees' opinion and understanding kind of, you know, what the company does well, what the company doesn't do well, and what the company should be doing that it's not doing. Getting feedback from them, whether it be through focus groups or surveys, and kind of taking that feedback and deciding what type of culture that you want at the company, and then going to work on those things that you need to work on.
Okay, well, the overall winner of the best place to work in Ireland was transpired to be Dell. You went out to their head office in Cherrywood. What was it like?
I did. Second year in a row they've won it. They've got offices in Limerick also. I met Emma Keegan, an internal sales manager. She's been there 15 years. And it was quite impressive. She talks about the culture code. And what is the culture code?
How we operate, really, how we treat our people. Our people are the most important thing to us, and it's all about creating an environment of inclusivity, balance, flexibility, and that just becomes an inspiring place to work, really.
For example, I noticed you had phone booths, like old-fashioned ones, where you could make, not on an old-fashioned phone, but mobile phone calls to have a bit of privacy. Also, we're in one of these, you could say, a bit like a diner booth, again with a table, so we can chat privately, but we're in a buzzy office. And also, do you get free food?
Well, there's cupcakes on today, which is great. We love cupcakes, so we're celebrating today, so lots of cake and treats for everybody. But yeah, I mean, the workplace is changing. It's one of those key topics at the moment about, you know, transformation and how the workplace is transforming. So we have obviously transformed with it. So with that, the office is transformed, so we allow people to do breakout booths and quite dynamic.
This is a breakout booth.
This is a breakout, yeah.
So you break out in it.
Yeah,
what does that mean?
So you know, we're not tied and conformed to the meetings of old where they'd be scheduled. A lot of times people just want to get together and talk about some ideas and innovations that they have, so they can just get together really quickly, and it's very open, great culture, really.
So you do actually like it. Is it the best place? It's been voted twice now, 2 years in a row. Is it the best place to work?
Oh, it absolutely is. I mean, as I said, I'm here nearly 15 years. I not only love coming to work, I'm proud to come to work here. We do so much for our people, developing our people, the community, and on a larger scale, you know, our corporate responsibility. So not only happy, but very proud.
Don't you just love it? Cupcake culture, breakout booth. Give me a break. If that's what the employees are saying, I'd say the management are really having a loving with themselves, licking themselves all over. Tell me more.
Well, here is Mary Moynihan, Senior Vice President, Global Talent Acquisition in Dell. And I asked her about, is it really the best place to work? Is there such a thing? And after all, it is comments made on the website by workers. And they even have, when I was down there just maybe about an hour ago, they have table tennis tables, something we don't have here in News Talk.
Is it really? Absolutely. I can attest to that personally. You know, and I think, look, one of the advantages we have in Dell is it's a really big company, but we still have the founder as our CEO, and it still has that entrepreneurial feel to it. So you can really kind of make an impact, even though it's a really, really big company. So I think it's not about holidays. It's about actually inclusion. You mentioned the word yourself.
And inclusion, what does inclusion mean?
So inclusion for me means feeling in, feeling like you are part of the team, you have a voice, you're invited in, you can be yourself, you can be different and still be heard. It's that just comfort feeling in a way, and still have a challenging role, challenging job and a great career.
Because for companies everywhere, there's huge changes in the last year, especially with, the Me Too movement.
Yes.
In Dell, everyone feels equal, everyone feels they have a role to play?
There is that feeling of being able to be yourself, regardless of who you are, what you are. Like, we have a hugely diverse workforce from a culture point of view, from a gender point of view. So there's a place for everyone, and it's very actively encouraged to be different, to feel different. There's, you know, it's something that we support at a leadership level.
And personally, are you happy in your job?
I am thrilled, ecstatic. I'm seriously happy. No, because listen, I'm there 16 years. I wouldn't stay 16 years unless I was happy. It's all a spectrum. So if I compare it with Google, we're probably not as funky. But what matters, I think, to team members is actually what it feels like and how engaged people actually are. So you can have all the accoutrements, but in the end, it's kind of what is your actual experience? So that's what we focus on. It is cool, by the way, but maybe not quite as cool as that.
Okay, it's cool. It's inclusive. Be yourself. Just don't be late. Is punctuality ever arise, those issues,
well, you
or anything
could
like
take
that?
As much holidays, for
anything
example.
Anything hard-assed. As much holidays as you like.
Indeed. You could take 6 months, 7 months if you want. It's not about being on time. It's about getting the work done. And if you don't get the work done, then you're in trouble.
Henry, you fall for all this pap. Listener Brian has come up with the answer. Ivan, it's a no-brainer. The best place to work in Ireland is not Dell. It's the Department of Justice. Easy hours, low-tech skills, good pension, no accountability. Where does one sign up? I'm with you, Brian. Thanks, Henry.